Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Is this Mr. Guerrero?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Guerrero, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, sir.
Who is this?
This is Zach. You had filled out a
Zach.
form on my website about your property on Gates Mill Court.
Oh, yeah, that was a while back.
So you didn't fill
We're
out a form?
No, we did. I did, but I mean, it was that was for the to try to see how much it was worth. And right now we're it's not I'm not interested in anymore in selling.
Okay. Did you fill out a form today?
No.
Okay. When did you
No. That was a while back, probably 3, 4 weeks ago.
Okay. And I guess just out of curiosity, what's making you not want to sell anymore?
Because I'm not, it's not worth it for me. Because I mean, I was trying to see if I could make some money out of it, and I'm not. So, with all the
Well,
money I've invested, it's not worth it. I've invested
so,
about over $30,000 into it already.
okay. So, I mean, here's the thing. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not just a typical investor that's going to give you a lowball offer. You know, since we're on the phone, if you want to tell me what's going on, you know, I work with a lot of people within the state and, you know, directly, and a lot of people come
Well, let
out
me tell
on
you
the
right
right
off the
side.
bat. Right off the bat, the house is supposed to be worth $530,000.
Okay. I
All
don't
right.
argue that.
I've invested over $30,000 already. So when the figure comes out, it's basically ballpark, it's about 530. So I'm not going to make any money. I'm
So
coming out even.
let me, I guess let's just back up for a minute. You bought the house last year, right? Okay. Obviously your goal was to recoup what you've put in it, correct?
Well, I gave a down payment of $107,000 plus the $30,000 that I already invested into it, or $34,000 somewhere in there.
Okay.
So right there, you know, the value of the house is $530,000, so I'm not going to make any money.
Right.
So that's when.
Let me ask you this. Where do you want to go? Why do you even want to sell? Because you just bought it last year.
Well, I was wanting to go to Texas. I was trying to get back to Texas, but that's not going to happen right now. I'm not going to do it right now.
Did something come up where you need to go, or?
No. It was my plan was to leave here and go back to Texas, but right now with that situation that I have right now, buying the house and investing that kind of money and not being able to get it back, it's not worth it for me if I'm going to come out even.
Okay.
I
And
mean,
is there anything in Texas that you're looking to get? I mean,
no.
I specialize in financing, so there's a way for you to recoup what you have. I mean, there's always a way. If there's a will, there's a way. You know, it's all about one, knowing how to structure any, you know, solution. So, I mean, what, just being transparent, what's in Texas that you want to go for?
Well, in Texas is my home. That's where I've lived all my life, so I want to go back. However, it's, you know, with this situation where I'm going to break even, it's not even worth it for me to even try to do anything right now. Plus, if I was to break even, I probably would get barely enough to go and give a down payment in another house down there. And with the interest rates and the prices that they have right now, no, it's not really worth it. Plus the move, I mean, it's not what I was looking for.
Right.
So with that
Is
said,
it work related why you want to go there?
no. I just wanted to move back. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, let me ask you this thing. If there was a way to recoup what you put into the house.
Well, if you're going to recoup, I'm just going to break even. I'm not going to make money out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
the only thing I'm getting back is my $100,000 plus the, you know, whatever I invested in it.
Right. So you're looking to move. You're looking to make money. I mean, here's the thing. When you bought this house, do you even know that you'd be going back to Texas?
No.
So, I mean, you know, typically, you know, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just here brainstorming. You know, when you typically buy a house, it sounds great. You know, sounds happy ever ending. Then once you get it like you have it now, I mean, things aren't looking the way that you thought they would. Am I right?
Well, I mean, the house is fine. I mean, I don't have an issue with it. It's just the fact that I wanted to go back to Texas. But, I mean, right now, I don't have an opportunity over there. So it was just a thought. And I basically, the site said, you know, enter your information to see how much your house is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And now all of a sudden, it's, you know, it turned into not knowing what it's worth, but basically, well, do you want to sell it? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I mean, the thing was, yes, I would like to go back to Texas, but it's not worth it right now for me.
Okay. Is that because you talked to other people, you know, and they've given you a number?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, and basically the number is $530,000. There's no way it's going to go for $600,000 in order for me to make a profit.
I mean, even if it did go for $600,000, I mean, you know, we work with people in your situation all the time, right? You know, they have a goal, they want to get somewhere. I mean, you know, you probably have some good equity in it. I mean, I'm not a...
Well, the equity was like I said, I bought it for, what was it, $500, and I think I bought it for $500 and actually...
You put about $100 down, right?
Yeah, and it's at $419 right now. I think $419,000 is what I owe. So if I sell it, I'm getting back what I put into it.
Right.
I'm not getting back any extra money, and you know, I'm not going to sell for
so
that.
So let's talk hypotheticals. All right, if we could get you $600,000, what would that look like to you?
That would be a possibility.
Well, then I would have to ask the question: what, you know? Interest rates aren't necessarily the lowest they've ever been. I'm assuming your mortgage is probably what, in the 6%?
Five, seven, five. Yeah,
okay.
So pretty close to six.
Yeah. Okay. So you owe $419,000. Let's just say six. I mean, so what? Your payment's about $2,600, $2,700 a month?
How much?
About $2,700 a month, something like that?
No, it's $3,122.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because mortgage. Okay, gotcha. I mean, there's a way to structure this so that you could get $600 so you'd feel good about it. But, you know, I don't know if it would even... You have to take a delayed payment schedule.
What do you mean delayed payment schedule?
Meaning, let me just pull it up here. I mean, because what I hear you saying is you want to make money and you want to recap your investment.
Right.
And I don't think that's too much to ask for. Let's see here. What I mean is if you really want to get to Texas and you want to break even and make money on it, you know, it would be a delayed buy option. You know, what that would look like is, you know, we would take it over, give you, you know, a down payment to get to Texas. You know, and I don't know if you have somewhere that you can go already, do you?
No.
Okay. Would you have to buy?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you do for work, out of curiosity?
What was that?
What do you do for work, out of curiosity?
I'm a safety professional.
Okay. Not too sure what that means, but sounds relatively safe. Regardless, you know, we could give you some money to get to Texas. You could get the $600,000. You'd have to take it over time. And, you know, I'm not sure if that's something that you'd even be happy with, but I guess it just really boils down to, you know, how bad do you need to get to Texas and what's it worth to you?
No, I think we're good, man. I appreciate your time, though.
Okay. All right, man. Well, you got my number, and if anything changes, we do have an option for you.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.